Some drivers in the Puget Sound region are experiencing sticker shock over their car tabernacles. That's because of the formula Sound Transit uses to assess vehicle values as it implements a new tax for light rail expansion. Friday, a pair of Republican state lawmakers asked Attorney General Bob Ferguson to step in. They want him to weigh in on the constitutionality of the law that allows Sound Transit to use that formula.
I'm not here to protect government. I'm here to protect the taxpayers and the people I represent. And that's exactly why we've come forward with this.
That was Republican State Senator Dino Rossi of Sammamish. He and fellow Senator Steve O'Bann have sent Ferguson a letter asking for an advisory opinion on the matter. Last fall, voters in the Puget Sound region approved Sound Transit 3. The $54 billion package will expand light rail services and improve rapid bus transit in the Sounder train. The Washington State Senate recently passed a bill that would create an election process for Sound Transit board members. Currently, county executives appoint members.